News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. We'll have Winternet again at the bottom of the hour, but I assure you that list has stood pat for the last couple of hours. Got some schools closed around here. Our Dauphin County contingents are all on two-hour delays. Bucknell and Penn State University are closed today, so those unusual announcements. You don't hear those very often, but you can check it all out at WKOK.com. In the studio with us now, Ellen Ruby is here. She's the executive director. I still call you the new executive director. That's not too bad, right? About 6 months or so?
That's correct.
Pull that mic so that's just on the other side of you. Yeah, there you
like
go.
That.
And so new executive director, but folks familiar with the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership would know that she's been around as the project manager for, what, about 4 or 5 years of that?
Correct.
All right, fantastic. So you've been helping to make sure that that ship is on the right track for a while, so you know what's going on down there. Well, it is time for ICE. Ice, ice, baby, right? Lewisburg Ice Festival.
That's correct. The 2019 Heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival. It is sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital this year, but there's so much going on Friday and Saturday.
All right. Well, we got a list, so we're going to do the list. But let's talk about the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership real quick. Remind our folks about the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership mission.
The mission is to ensure that we work to ensure that the downtown remains the heart and soul of Lewisburg. So we're focused on, you know, activities, events, economic vitality in the downtown, all kinds of things that support Lewisburg.
Well, if you drive down Lewisburg, of course, you got the lights up in the trees after discussion this year, and you see a lot of storefronts full. Very few aren't, don't have anybody in them. So what do you need to do to keep that vibrancy going? What's the work of the Downtown Partnership?
Well, a lot of the work of the partnership is really collaboration and being a liaison between different parties, different stakeholders in the downtown of downtown Lewisburg. We obviously hold events like the Ice Festival, but we also support ongoing discussions and projects like the Market Street traffic study that they're looking to do, like the lights in the trees and how we can make sure that that's maintained year to year now that we have, you know, the flower baskets on the lampposts. Those are all projects that the Downtown Partnership is involved with or in charge of.
Sure, and a number of other activities and events, too numerous to mention right here, but suffice to say that there are things downtown that are drawing people in the downtown. Is that the key? Of course, this is going to be a February weekend. You might not have heavy foot traffic this weekend, but for this.
Oh, that's true. This would not, without the Ice Festival, we wouldn't have the crowds we expect we will have and have traditionally had downtown Lewisburg. And the weather is going to be ideal for this event. It's going to be clear and cold.
When I drove through Lewisburg last night about 6 o'clock, place was abandoned. It was like nobody was there. It's funny. In fact, some of the stores had closed because you know it was forecast to be so chilly. It wasn't all that cold at that time. All right. Well, we do have ice this weekend. What is the schedule? Sort of give us a quick glance at some of the different things that are happening, please.
Okay. Well, starting Friday morning, there's carving in the park. So a lot of the sculptures will arrive already carved and be delivered to where they're going to sit on Market Street. But we also have blocks of ice that come in, get set up in the park, in Hufnagel Park, and there's a carver who carves the feature sculpture on site. That feature sculpture is sponsored by Evangelical Community Hospital. We also have Wise Markets, again this year, sponsoring a wishing well where donations can be made, and the donations go to the Central PA Food Bank. Kohl's Hardware is another one that also puts a sculpture in the park. And then we have another additional 33 sculptures up and down Market Street that people can walk down and see. Then at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, we have a Hidden Lewisburg walking tour led by the Lewisburg Neighborhood Corps. That should be a lot of fun. It's basically a chance to walk around Lewisburg and hear about things that if you didn't grow up there, you weren't a native, you might not know about. Learn about some of the history and some of the architecture. It's a fun time, and it's something that the Lewisburg Neighborhood Corps has done. And
Heart healthy?
Heart healthy. So, yes. Yeah, so we're kind of going for the heart theme this year, and you'll see that if you as you go through town and also in the park. So it's going to be a brisk walk.
Well, and I see on your website it's listed as a hidden tour too. So we've seen a couple of these this year, and LewisburgNeighborhoods.org is the place to get more information on the hidden tours at other times. But you find out some secrets and some little known facts about Lewisburg. So just I just think it's a super idea. All right, so what else is cooking in the downtown?
We have a concert at 5:30 at the Campus Theater, and that is sponsored by the Bucknell Advancing Communities Educating and Serving, a student-run service organization at Bucknell. That's at 5:30. It's an a cappella concert. And then from 5 to 8, there is a chocolate tour. Various businesses in downtown Lewisburg will have chocolate samples. And anybody who gets a ticket for that, which are available at Barnes & Noble, can tour and sample chocolate at various locations.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful tour. Take the heart healthy tour, then the chocolate tour, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Try to kind of they offset each other if you do it right. All right. So those are some of the activities, and then I just think Sundays or Saturdays big events: the pancake breakfast, a 5K, children's games, the chocolate tour is underway, and then the plunge.
Yes.
Tell me about this big plunge.
Oh, the polar bear plunge. Well, registration on site, if you haven't registered yet, on-site registration starts at 12:30. It's down at it's where St. George Street meets the river, currently named, or newly named, Lewisburg Landing. And it's a chance to go be brave and go into the Susquehanna for at least a few minutes. So that's our polar bear plunge, and that takes place, the plunge, at 2 p.m.
All right, so that's 2 o'clock, and that's a bit of a fundraiser for the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. And the chili cook-off will be underway. That's at the Bull Run Tap House. The chocolate festival itself, what can be said about that? We're fortunate enough to talk to Grace earlier this week, so we got a quick glance at that, but that's happening.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's an annual event, and it is happening at the Lewisburg Hotel, 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Tickets are available at donaldheater.org, and funds from that benefit the Donald Heater Center, Children's Center in Lewisburg.
All right. Warm Your Hearts at Brush Strokes. Tell me about that. What is that about?
Yes, and that's an event that's been taking place since 2009. Kathy and Randy Snyder at Brush Strokes, 340 Market Street, accept donations for animals, for particularly cats and dogs. They're looking for clean blankets, clean towels, collars and leashes, dog treats, cat treats, things like that. They'll also take monetary donations, and you can, if you make a $25 donation, you can select from some original artwork of animals that is available there.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a great bonus. All right. And then the Helping Hands fundraiser at the Lewisburg Children's Museum. I see on your schedule that that's listed as leave your mark on the museum by painting a handprint and a signature on a hallway wall. So this will be a permanent handprint down there?
Yes. And they did this last year, and you can see the handprints from last year on the wall, and it's a fundraiser for them.
Okay, yeah, unusual. Plus, well, then 20 years from now, you can go down there and say, hey, there's my handprint. I was there then, so that'll be fun for folks. All right, so this is the Lewisburg Arts Festival. One of the main things is that as you walk through the downtown, you see dozens of sculptures. Tell me the timeline. Where do the sculptures come from? Who pays for them? And how long do they last? And that kind of thing.
Okay, well, the Downtown Partnership coordinates the event with the ICE, so we work with First Night out of State College, and they've been providing the ice for downtown Lewisburg for years. The sculptures will be located from 2nd Street to the middle of just past 6th Street. We'll have sculptures down at the corner of 6th and at in towards 7th Street along Market, and there's more than 30 of them. The various businesses will sponsor the sculptures, so you'll see a sign next to each one that tells you who sponsored it from the community. And they're all 30 of them are unique, but as I said, you will see some heart-themed ones popped in there.
All right, good. Well, and this whole event is a fundraiser for the Downtown Partnership?
It is. It's an event that we put on and coordinate, promote various nonprofit organizations that are holding events, which is or activities during the event, and we do through sponsorships and.
Well, of course, you pay at the plunge and some of these different events. And do you sell the ice? Is that how that works? The different ice sculptures that will go through you?
Yes. That's all coordinated through us, that we obtain the sponsorships for each sculpture.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we invite, and this is in the weeks ahead, although I think Sunday's high is 43 degrees, so you almost get into that thing where each day every ice melts just a little bit. You know, sometimes we're in the frigid cold, like right now, the ice will be there identically day after day. But this will be the melting kind of days if you're not careful next week, right?
Absolutely, and it just all depends on what we get, and even the north side of Market Street versus the south side. The north side gets the sun, so those sculptures on that side tend to disappear a little faster than the ones on the south side.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so it's one time a year you don't mind walking on the shady side of the street to catch the ice that might happen to still be there. All right, well, let's give our audience the contact information and make a pitch for folks to go to the heart of Lewisburg Ice Festival.
Oh, well, if you want to get more details, you can check us out online, www.lewisburgpa.com/events. Take you right to the Ice Festival. You can also call the office if you have any specific questions, which is 570-523-1743. And we invite everyone to come down and have some fun at the Ice Festival this weekend in downtown Lewisburg.
All right. And if you feel so compelled to plunge into the Susquehanna River, have at it. Have you done this?
I have not, but I will be there taking pictures.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been to plunges. I'm not a plunger. That's kind of not my thing. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Ellen Ruby, Executive Director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. LewisburgPA.com is their website. And for all the other activities, there are separate websites that you can link to if you go to the LewisburgPA.com. So that's the go-to for many of the things that happen in Lewisburg throughout the year.